بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. In the name of Allah, the All Beneficent, the All Merciful, all praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and the best of blessings and purest of greetings be on the one sent as mercy to all creatures, our master and guardian Abul Qasim Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the last of prophets and messengers, and on his immaculate progeny, the leaders of guidance and lanterns in darkness, the 12 infallible leaders and saviors of mankind and their followers, and the crushing curse and chastisement of God be on their enemies up to the day of resurrection. As stated in the beginning of the previous chapter, the 114th and last surah in the Holy Quran, An-Nas and Suratul Falaq, are collectively referred to as Al-Mu'awwidhatayn, the refuge. As both begin, "By words I seek refuge," they tell to seek God for refuge from the evil from within and outside. So, reading, digesting, and practicing both of them in a right manner would protect the person from his own mischief and the mischief of others. The world where we are living is a gracious and merciful environment, however it may be considered as a terrible one, full of dangers, risks, harms, and damage. There are always many features which put us in some dangerous situations. Some threaten our benefits, pleasures, honor, position, and worldly life and happiness. Some other are hereafter. Then we need a strong, firm, and staunch supporter or a secure refuge. The best supporter, the best refuge for a believer is Allah Azza wa Jal, God, the sustainer of the worlds. Moreover, life is a long series of tests for every servant of God. Success in the divine trials is not a matter of accident, rather a matter of choice, a matter of prayer, a matter of seeking protection of God, and a matter of God's grace. The 114th and last chapter of the Holy Quran is called An-Nas. It is adopted from the first verse of the surah and means people. Surah An-Nas is also called Mu'awwidhah because by reciting of which human being can take refuge in God against temptations of Satan. Also because human being recites it at the seams of dangers to be saved, it is called Mushakshaghah. Shakshaghah refers to something a person says at critical times. Since a person would recite either of these chapters of the Holy Quran at the times of dangers to seek refuge in God and to rescue, they are called Mushakshaghah. The two chapters, that's to say An-Nas and Al-Falaq, are called Mushakshaghatayn or Al-Mu'awwidhatayn. Surah An-Nas is the 114th and the last chapter of the Holy Quran. In this chapter, God ordered the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and subsequently all mankind to seek protection of God against the sneaky tempters. As said before in detail in some commentaries, it is mentioned that these chapters were revealed when a Jewish family practiced magic on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and he became ill. Then Gabriel went to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and brought Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas to him, and their verses were recited to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. He was healed. Our scholars rejected this report and said that magic does not influence on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. However, the Jews might conspire against him and might use a secret power to control events and bother him by saying special words or performing special actions. Therefore, God has neutralized the plot of Jews against him sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. In Surah An-Nas, God orders the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam to seek protection of God from the evil of the sneaky tempters, Al-Khannas. As you may consider, the content of this chapter is similar to that of Al-Falaq. Both of them speak about seeking refuge in God from the evils. Now let's please listen to this chapter.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.
In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful, say, I seek the protection of the Lord of humans, Sovereign of humans, God of humans, from the evil of the sneaky tempter, who puts temptations into the breasts of humans, from among the jinn and humans.
Human being is a vulnerable creature. There are many things which endanger him: his body, his life, his beliefs, his morals, his affections, his honor, his wealth, his position, his family, his society, his country, and so on. He therefore needs a strong, firm, and staunch supporter, or a secure and reliable refuge. The best supporter, the best refuge for a servant is God, the sustainer of the worlds. There's a narration in Majmu'ul Bayan, Rawa Abdullah ibn Sinan an Abi Abdullah alayhi salam qal, إذا قرأت قل أعوذ برب الفلق فقل في نفسك أعوذ برب الفلق وإذا قرأت قل أعوذ برب الناس قل في نفسك أعوذ برب الناس. And from Abdullah ibn Sinan, it has been narrated from Abi Abdullah alayhi salam having said, when you recite, say, I seek refuge with Lord of Al-Falaq, then say to yourself, I hereby seek refuge with Lord of Al-Falaq. And if you recite, say, I seek refuge with Lord of the people, then say to yourself, I seek refuge with Lord of the people. There's a narration in Al-Kafi, Abu Ali al-Ash'ari and Muhammad ibn Abdul Jabbar and Safwan ibn Yahya and Mansur ibn Hazim and Abi Abdullah alayhi salam qal, man akala habbatan min ar-rumman أمرت شيطان الوسوسة 40 يوما. In Al-Kafi, by the mentioned chain from Mansur ibn Hazim, it has been narrated, Abi Abdullah alayhi salam said, one who eats the seed of the pomegranate will not be affected by the insinuation of Satan for 40 days. وَالرُّذِيَ عَنْ أَنَسِ بْنِ مَالِكِ قَالْ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ وَارِعٌ حَتْمَهُ عَلَى قَلْبِ ابْنِ آدَمْ فَإِذَا ذَكَرَ اللَّهِ خَنَسْ وَإِذَا نَسِيَ الْتَقَمَ قَلْبَهُ فَذَلِكَ الْوَسْوَاسُ الْخَنَّاسِ. And it has been narrated from Anas ibn Malik, who said, the Holy Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, verily, the Satan openly sets the head of his great nose and mouth on the heart of the son of Adam. Then if he bears in his mind Allah Azza wa Jal, the Satan will try to tempt him sneakily. And if he forgets God Azza wa Jal, the Satan will swallow his heart, and that's the evil of the sneaky tempter who puts temptations into the hearts. It is narrated in the Qumi's commentary, وَقَالَ الصَّدِقُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ مَا مِنْ قَلْبٍ إِلَّا وَلَهُ أُذُنَانُ عَلَىٰ أَحَدِهِمَا مَلَكٌ مُرْشِدٌ وَعَلَىٰ الْآخَرِ شَيْطَانٌ مُقْتَرٌ هَذَا يَأْمُرُهُ وَهَذَا يَزْجُرُهُ وَكَذَلِكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ شَيْطَانٌ يَحْمِلُ النَّاسِ عَلَىٰ الْمَعَاسِ كَمَا يَحْمِلُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْجِنِ. By the mentioned chain, Al-Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi said, there's no heart except that it has for it two ears. Upon one of them is a guiding angel, and upon the other is a mischievous Satan. This one commends him, and this one rebukes him. And similarly, from the people there's Satan, who carries the people to the disobedience, just like the Satan from the jinn. It is also narrated in Al-Kafi, Muhammad ibn Ahmad al-Qummi an ammihi Abdullah ibn Salt an Yunus ibn Abd al-Rahman an Abdullah ibn Sinan an Husayn al-Jammal an Abi Abdullah alayhi salam fi qawlillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala Rabbana arina alladhayna ajallana min al-jinn wal-ins naj'aluhuma tahta aqdamina liyakuna min al-asfalin قال هما ثم قال وكان فلان شيخانا. By the mentioned chain from Husayn al-Jammal, who has reported the following, Abi Abdullah alayhi salam regarding the verse of Allah, blessed and exalted, Our Lord, show us those who estrayed us from the jinn and the humans, so we can make them to be under our feet, for them to be from the lowest one. 41:29. He alayhi salam said, those two, Umar and Abu Bakr. Then said, and that one, Umar, was a Satan.